Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Everything was neat. All the chairs were tucked in. It was fine. I didn't have to move anything, and I just walked through and came back. And then just now, I got up and walked around, did the same loop, and there were like 10 chairs as askew in there as I've ever seen. I don't understand. Like, what happened to those chairs?
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know. What would make the most sense?
And the Bulldog.
I am shook by this. Honest to God, I do not understand what just happened.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Did you go down there during a break and move the chairs?
I've been doing it every day.
It was me all along!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
All right, glad to have you hanging with us here on a Thursday afternoon. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope has been away all of this week and part of last week. Nate Geary, kind enough to step in. Leave the golf course behind for a day and come on in here and do a little radio, which is nice. I like that Pinehurst hat.
It's a good hat.
It's good. Yeah. It's a good hat.
It's a nice hat. I got like five more. Not of this exact one, but
you know, that would be kind of dumb.
It would be insanely dumb. Yeah.
But nice. Good luck.
Yeah.
I hope everybody on the Twitch and the YouTube is enjoying it.
Well, it is a big hat crowd.
I apologize for the mustache shot at the end of the segment. Well, that was not necessary. You look, it is freaking me out. Listen, it freaks me out on a number of levels still now. Owen's been working here, my oldest son, since late December, early January. And like that, you know, that's been a lot for me to adapt to.
Sure.
For some reason, you with the hat, he's also a mustache guy. And just looking at you, the two of you look eerily like my kid sitting here. So this,
I'd like to be Owen's age.
This is it. Yeah. Well, so who wouldn't?
Yeah.
And he's 23.
Yeah.
And holy cow.
Man. What a time.
Yeah.
What a time.
Yeah.
My knees yearn. For 23.
Knees, back, other stuff.
All the other joints.
Yeah. All right. 803-0550 is the number. We'll get into Nate's Mac Hollins.
Ah, yes.
What am I calling this? Story?
Saga.
Saga?
No, it has not risen to the point of saga.
Anyway, Nate's got something on Mac Hollins, and I want to get into the Bills' defensive line, but we take calls on this show. 803-0550 is the number, so let's fire that machine up. West is first up this segment. Hi, West. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a hypothetical for you.
Okay.
Let's say James Cook isn't on the field opening day for whatever reason.
Uh-huh.
How do you think that will affect their overall offensive play calling? Will they let Josh run more? Because, I mean, he's still one of the best athletes in the NFL. Like, he's got no injury concerns. He's one of the biggest, strongest, fastest quarterbacks in the league. Or do you think they'll change the game plan up? Will they bring up someone from the practice squad, maybe Frank Gore Jr.
Yeah, no, well, there would. I would think there would definitely be. If James Cook extends this hold in into actually missing games, which I asked our buddy Mike Giannitti from SpotTrack about this yesterday, because I had a recollection from like 20 years ago about how it worked, and I thought, man, can it still be the same? And it pretty much is. Cook can miss up to 11 regular season games and still get credit for a season on the contract. So in other words, if he shows up after 11 games have been played, and he will get credit. The Bills don't have to play him, but like if he comes and report, like says I want to play, then he'll get the year of his contract told and become a free agent after the season ends. So like that is, I mean, that's really the nuclear option that Cook's camp has. I doubt that it gets there, but if it did, in your hypothetical, he's not there even for just week one. Forget about 11 weeks worth of this, but he's not there week one. Yeah, then I think Darrington Evans or Frank Gore Jr. or some back that they like if they fear that this is on the horizon when cuts are made, somebody that they like that might be available that could outrank Frank Gore Jr. or Darrington Evans could be brought in. But yeah, they'll have a third running back on the roster. I think Ray Davis steps into the 1A role. I think Ty Johnson probably stays as the third down back, and whoever is in that Ray Davis slot with Cook not there is your backup running back. And I don't think you would have Allen run more, at least not in September, because as durable as he's been, I think the team has even said, Brandon Bean, even a couple years ago, was talking about, you know, the time and place with his running and how much urgency is there. And, like, yes, the opener is a big game, and it's against Baltimore, a team you should be competing for the number one seed against, so you're going to want it, but I don't think you run Josh Allen more because James Cook isn't here, if it were, again, to come to that. So
they want to protect him.
Yeah,
I understand, and they should. And maybe they'll go to a more of a short passing game and utilize maybe all the receivers they have, you know. Okay,
all right,
thank
good.
You.
Sure, appreciate the call. I hope we address that capably for you. Or I did. Nate really didn't have anything to say.
Nothing.
I was just rolling. Chance is next up on WGR. Hi, Chance. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing today?
Great.
Good. I was calling. I don't know if you've heard the Deion Dawkins comments. He did an interview. I think it was someone with NFL Network where he asked, is this year's Super Bowl or bust? And he kind of broke it down literally, and he said, I don't believe this year's Super Bowl or bust because it's not like if we lose, our contracts are going to get voided out and all that. And he kind of just broke it down literally, which was, it's just kind of a weird take by him because he's had comments in the past. We have the best player on our team, or best player on the planet, which, you know, I agree with. But either way, and he also had comments at the end of the year, we would have put up a better fight against Philly in the Super Bowl. And then KC did, and to me, that's kind of, he's contradicting himself. Also, there's probably three or four teams in the league where if you do not at least get to a Super Bowl, it's a failed season. And Bills are one of them. Bills, Ravens, KC, maybe Philly. And to me, maybe personally, on a personal level for him, it's not Super Bowl or bust because he's still going to be paid. He's still going to be on the team next year. But for a lot of guys on this team, it may be the end of the line on this team. For McDermott, if they go into KC and lose again in a crazy way, it may be the end of the line for him. So I just think that's kind of a weak take, kind of like
Well, without having seen it entirely and knowing the context of it, I don't want to get too far down the road on it. But I think I don't know, Nate. You want to try this one?
It's tough because you have to sort of sit in the middle of, understand the context of, this has been a team that, you know, didn't make a playoffs for 17 straight years. And then there was this like, okay, hey, the quarterback's pretty good. Okay, they make an AFC championship game in 2020. And it took them a long time to get back. Last year, they got back for the AFC championship for the first time since 2020. It took four extra years. I think now, after Josh Allen wins the MVP, And, you know, we'll I don't think this has any bearing, but, you know, we'll see where he ends up on the NFL top 100. He's probably going to be in the top two or three players, if not number one. Where he is at in his career, how good he is, he's at the – it might not get better than what we saw last year and maybe this year. And to the previous caller, well, you know, they can run the ball with Josh more. That's continually going to get phased out. As those designed runs were very rare last year outside of the tush push. Super Bowl or bust, I think, is it a failure if they don't make the Super Bowl? I do think so. I don't think if they don't get there
that everything blows apart.
Yeah, McDermott's not going anywhere.
That's the thing about not knowing what the context of the conversation was. What is Super Bowl or bust? Like, taken literally, what does that mean? It's over. It ended. And nothing will end if they lose. If they lose in a wild card game, nothing is going to end. I don't think. I mean, I guess perhaps the owner could choose to do that, but sorry to mix this into it. It doesn't really have to matter, and it probably shouldn't matter, but they're moving to a new stadium next year, and I just cannot imagine them firing Sean McDermott after a season like any of the last four or five. Again, I'm not telling you that doesn't mean it might not be warranted. We don't know what it's going to look like, what this speculative failure ends up looking like. Super Bowl or bust, I know out here, that's all we need. That's all we're waiting for. And I think that from a fan perspective is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
We should all be, that's what we want, right? So Super Bowl or bust. If you're a competitor and you're on the team, of course that's the goal. But saying or bust, or it's a failure if we don't do it, is setting yourself up for, you're stuck in a corner. Like, what now? What, do you have to quit football or something? I don't know in what way he was asked about it and how he commented on it. So I don't want to get too far down the road. If you're, it sounds to me like you're speculating, you're heading down a road where you think Deion Dawkins doesn't want it enough or something. And I don't know, there's enough pressure on this team, I think, internally and certainly externally, that another player saying, like, we have to do this thing, is only going to add to it. So I don't know. I'm not at all concerned about his mindset or this team's mindset. They know. I mean, Josh Allen talks about bringing the trophy home here all of the time. So I don't want to get too tangled up on what Deion Dawkins said in whatever context it was about Super Bowl or bust. And I agree. I don't think that you're looking at another year if it doesn't end up with a parade where there's wide sweeping changes. I know it's going to be harder and harder for them to stave off that portion of the fan base. It's ever growing with each year that goes by. Like, I get it, but I don't know. I don't even like the question, I guess. Like, I'm supposed to tell you what I think of a guy saying a thing that I don't know exactly how he said it and in what context he said it, so I want to stop talking, is really what I want. 803-0550. I mean, thank you for calling, but I don't really know how to effectively respond. I've been just babbling here for 6 minutes. Mike is next up on WGR. Thanks for calling, Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? You brought up an interesting topic. I want to ask you quickly on what you just said. What would you consider a fireable offense? I mean, I'm not going to go as far as Super Bowl or bust, but let's say we get knocked out of the first round. I mean, now we're really regressing from being an AFC championship down to getting knocked out to the first round or not even making the playoffs. What would be a fireable offense for McDermott for you? Second, I think the Cook situation.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I think it's crazy. I mean, in this league, the running backs are lucky to get one big payday, one contract. I mean, the guy outperformed his contract, 18 touchdowns. I mean, you have Derrick Henry, Christian McCaffrey, of course. Maybe he's in that Jonathan Taylor, maybe slightly under. I think with the Kyren Williams signing, kind of shows you where he's at. Give him his 12 to 13, and let's get going. Final point you said about the defensive line. I believe now with the two guys, I think it's Michael Hoyt, and I forgot the other guy.
Ogunjobi, the suspensions?
Yes.
Yeah.
The suspensions, I believe that we should keep all eight at this point. I mean, I think it's eight on the depth chart last time I checked. You know, it's kind of putting us between a rock and a hard place with those guys being suspended, the Wayne Carters and, you know, people like that of the world.
Yeah. All right, Mike, thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, you got up, you mentioned the Kyren Williams contract, and then you went $1 million and then $2 million further. Look, I appreciate James Cook, and I appreciate him trying to get paid. It's his chance to get paid right now, and sure, he'll have a great chance in free agency next year if he gets through this year unscathed and healthy. So I understand the business of what he's doing. I am not eager for the Bills to reach a contract extension with him. I have been consistent about that since the subject first came up, even before he started tweeting the eyeball emojis about $15 million. I would not throw a fit and light fires if they signed him to the Kyren Williams contract. But I don't need them to do it myself. I don't have any trouble at all moving forward after this year with a new running back in his place, or Ray Davis in his place, and a new running back in Ray Davis's place, and on you go. So I'm not really that bent about it myself. I just don't want to pay a running back $12 or $13 million. I don't think I have to. I think I've got it's a little bit, and I know how easy to make fun of the Giants and Joe Shane for saying what he said last year about I'm not going to pay a running back whatever it was $13 million talking about Saquon Barkley before he left for the Eagles when I've got a $40 million quarterback. Well, you know, his problem was that his $40 million quarterback never should have been a $40 million quarterback because his name was Daniel Jones, and he's terrible. But the Bills have, what is it, a $50 million quarterback, and he's the MVP. I want talent on the field, but I need talent at receiver, and I would rather pay receivers than pay a running back that kind of money myself.
Yeah,
I'd rather pay a receiver twice, three times what Cook is looking for than pay Cook $11 million myself. That's just me. So you're asking the wrong guy. Like pay him for harmony's sake, sure. But I'm not eager to get something done there myself. And I don't know that the Bills. Maybe they are. Maybe they're working tirelessly behind the scenes to try to get a deal done. But to me, Brandon Bean does not sound like he always says we can always do it next spring
yep.
before free agency. And the more he says that, the more I just think the urgency is not there from the team side because the gap is too big. Despite the reporting earlier this week that indicated that there wasn't that big of a gap. I'm skeptical about that reporting myself, too. So I don't know. Did I cover the bases there?
I think you did. Did you get to his initial question, which is what is a fireable offense of Sean McDermott? Because I don't know that there is one.
Missing the playoffs, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know that that would do it either. Yeah. I think he's the idea that he is. Even when I hear like national media people talking about is Sean McDermott on hot seat, I think it's the funniest thing ever. I think that it lacks context of who the other team that the owner owns.
Well, sure, there is that. Yeah,
I think that is.
Yeah,
I don't think there's anything on the field that could happen this year. They could. I mean, they go winless. Maybe they'll with Josh Allen and he's healthy all year. Maybe it'll be like, yeah. I mean, we got to change this up. But like,
well, yeah. You know,
he
a
is
part
dealing
of the,
with
yeah
some of he just he has a strong foundation, continuity, a general manager he gets along with, a head coach that gets along with the general manager, and a team that is generating a lot of revenue. Like, I just like it to me. I don't see a path where Sean McDermott's I think what would happen was if they had a really bad year, they went 7-10. Is that right? Is that a numeric?
Yes. Okay. 17 games. Yes.
7-10.
Good job. Good mathing.
And, I think what would happen would be next year he's on the hot seat. But I don't think there's really a scenario that guy's not your head coach next year, and I think he's a top seven, top eight coach in the league.
I think that's probably right. I think everything that goes right here, I think, including them choosing Josh Allen to be their quarterback, which sort of gets, you know, if you're after McDermott and or Bean, if you want, but McDermott is really the face of this because of the 13 seconds thing. It's like, oh well, if they hadn't lucked into Josh Allen, like sure, there is luck in choosing players and choosing quarterbacks, but it discredits their process and how they arrived at choosing Josh Allen. Why do you think they chose Josh Allen? Yes, the skills and the talent that was there, the raw ability, the size, the arm strength, the hurtling over linebackers, all that stuff. They also believed in him as a leader and a worker and his character. And they chose him and they got it right. And just because you can't have that described as an exact science does not mean that they should be not given any credit and have it all washed up to dumb luck that they chose him instead of Josh Rosen. If you were paying attention in the draft process, like I know how the whole station got perceived as wanting Josh Rosen. I said every day of the draft process, there's no way this team is choosing the son of a surgeon and a millionaire and a tennis player to be their quarterback. They're not picking Josh Rosen. Josh Allen is more their type of dude. And they were right. I mean, what do you see with Allen? Not just on the field, but the team around him, him in the community, him with the fans. They believed in the kid, and they were right. And I think saying it was just luck and they'd all be fired if they had gotten that wrong, well, duh, of course they would have. But you should give them some credit for getting it right.
Yeah, for sure.
Even though it's an inexact science, they chose the right guy. And I don't think you should just throw that away because of 13 seconds. And nor should you throw away everything else that's been built here that is easy to take for granted on this team and in this organization. It's McDermott's house. He built it.
Yeah.
And
he built the culture.
And I think it's just, and yeah, culture can be a big eye roll. Mike and I have argued about it for years. The whole program works. And I think to just simply, oh yeah, but he, you know, this moment here or that moment there, and oh, they got lucky with Allen. I think that is patently unfair. And borderline absurd, honestly, in the end. There. How's that?
Bang.
That good?
You did answer the question.
803-0550 is the phone number. Nate Geary's in for Mike. I'm the Bulldog, and this is W.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.